Thank you, sweetheart. And God bless all of you listening to tonight's fellowship. God put a little message on my heart as I was listening to the manifestations, and that is this, that these times that we spent together are precious times. So any chance you have or opportunity you have to listen into a fellowship or to attend a fellowship, it always behooves you to do so, because what you'll hear will surely bless your lives, I'm sure. So again, it's very precious that we together gather around the words of life and that we take advantage of the fellowships. Well, tonight's title that I have for you is simply, what are we promoting? What are we promoting? I would like to look at some of the different words that are synonyms to the word promote. With some of the words that we use today, you won't find them in the Bible, but God's word uses words that mean the same but are perfectly and divinely placed. Now, some of the synonyms are words like, and you may or may not know these words, but they're synonyms to say the least, advocate, availeth, uphold, speaker, and how about apostle? The apostles promote God's word. What I would like us to notice is that to promote is almost always done with passion. With passion. When we speak of the things of God or Jesus Christ, which includes his perfect and master's word, are we doing it with passion? Ask yourselves that. Are we doing it with passion? We are now, as you know, nearing the end of the presidential elections. And working for the USPS, United States Postal Service, I've seen not millions, but billions and billions of promotional political mail for the candidates running for the office or this or that proposition, not to mention TV, social media, and billboards, that billions of dollars are being spent for what these people believe in. With God, it's simple. Win one for the Lord, remembering we are his elect. Colossians 3:12. Something else at work that you cannot miss, especially in these times, and that is face coverings, masks, which have become a part of our wardrobe and is another way of promoting anything that I've seen, such as sports to various logos and messages. Well, what message do we want to promote? So you see, the question around our day is, what are we promoting? So I want to go to God's word, and let's look at some of the synonyms for promoting that is to be done. One of them, like I mentioned earlier, is availeth. And if you can go to James 5:16, please. In James 5:16, bear with me here. It says, confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, what? Availeth much. It availeth much. It promotes much in our lives. So we want to do that every moment we have as we fellowship one with another. We also need to be careful what we promote, as to uphold, as in the book of, if you can go to Ezekiel 36, please. Ezekiel and chapter 30, verse 6. I love it when it says, thus saith the Lord, to start off verses in his word. Thus saith the Lord, they also that uphold or promote Egypt shall fall, and the pride of their power shall come down. From the tower of Sinai shall they fall in it by the sword, saith the Lord God. So if Egypt is who you wanted to promote at that time, beware, beware. There's things that people promote every day. It doesn't mean that it's right, but again, we need to be careful with what we're promoting. And speaking of our brothers and sisters who are there for us, we need to go to Psalms chapter 54, verse 4. And I'm going to look at this one in the Amplified Bible. It puts it wonderfully. And remember, Psalms 54, 4, we're looking at the word uphold here, to promote. Behold, God is my helper and ally. The Lord is my upholder and is with them who uphold my life. So, you see, God is the one who's there for us day in and day out. So who do we want to promote? Our Father and His love. Now here, the Apostle Paul, we know, is in prison. And of anything he could ask, he asks for prayer in promoting such as to speak God's word. You know, if I were in prison, I don't know if I'd be asking people or promoting them to pray for that, as opposed to just get me out of here. But his priorities were to promote God and his wonderful word. And to see this, if you can go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching whereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak. There it is. Promote, speak boldly with passion as I ought to speak. See, Paul wasn't holding back with his request. He wanted to speak and promote God's word with great passion. And that's what his prayer request was. Also, excuse me, if you can go to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 11, the first part of that. 1 Peter chapter 4. And we're going to go to the first part of verse 11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. So we're going to promote. We are to promote as the oracles of God. You see, we have the ability. God has given us his matchless and written word. And spending time in his word, going to fellowships and seminars and what have you, we need to release this with great passion. We really do. And as I said earlier, an apostle, I didn't know this at the time, but an apostle is a promoter of God's word. And one of the greatest promoters, as we all know, was Paul. And we'll see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 12. 2 Corinthians 12 and in verse 12. These are really neat facts to know, and to know that they apply to us today. Truly, the signs of an apostle, one who promotes God and his word, were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. God backs up his word like we've heard before, whether it is with those or that the victory soon comes. So, when we speak or promote God's word, it should always be according to the word of God. We don't take away or add to his perfect word. Now, I mentioned as far as synonyms for the word promote, go there is the word advocate, a word only used once in God's Word. And I trust you will be super blessed to see this word being used on our behalf. So please go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. This is dynamic. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate, someone that will promote on our behalf with the Father, who is Jesus Christ, the righteous. Mm-hmm. When I read that, I was just blown away, and especially knowing that it's only used once in God's Word. But the way it's used is truly a magnificent blessing for us. So, when we speak or promote God's Word, it should always be according to the Word of God. And we don't take away or add to His perfect Word, like I mentioned a minute ago. So again, what are we promoting? And are we promoting with passion? That's what God wants us to do. We're not talking about the stock market or a movie we saw. We're talking about the very, very personal and love letter that He gave each and every one of us. And I want to tell you that when we promote His Word and His love and the things in His Word and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're doing the right thing. We truly are. We'll be healing people, whether it's physical, spiritual, mental, God knows. And when we pray for them and talk to them and give them God's Word like it was given to us, then we are truly promoting the right thing. So, I thought you might like hearing about that tonight and to know that on our own, we're the greatest promoters in the world. Why? Because God backs His words. Amen?
Amen.
And now for the closing song, I wanted to play this song and again ask you to pay attention to the words. Lord, You're amazing.
From nothing, You spoke everything. In a manger, the shepherds came to see. Miracles and wonders, You walked upon the water. With this man named Jesus, all men came to see. Unstoppable, You never lost a battle. Magnificent, the ruler of all day. Lord, Your power is strong enough to save. There are thousands of ways to say, Lord, You're amazing. From the crowd to alone in the garden, from Hosanna to mocking Your name, nailed to a cross and laid in a tomb, You conquered the grave and You're returning soon. Unstoppable, You never lost a battle. Magnificent, the ruler of all days. Lord, Your power is strong enough to save. There are thousands of ways to say, Lord, You're amazing. Amazing to me, forever You will be. Amazing to me, You will all my sin. Unstoppable, You never lost a battle.
Gracious Abba Father, I thank you for giving us the privilege to promote you, Father, to promote your love, to promote your ways and your thoughts, and Father, to promote what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ endured. I thank you for each listener here tonight, that you give them the words to speak, Father, in season or out. It doesn't matter, because your word stands the test of time, and your word is the great healer. So I thank you for the privilege of being able to share your word and for giving us the opportunity to share it with others. And so, Father, I want to thank you in Jesus' name, Father, for this opportunity and joy that you give us. Amen.